'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly elf. I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all! And to all, a good night."
Trying to record The Night Before Christmas in one take is not always easy, as evidenced by some of these outtakes.
This has nothing to do with magazines. I don't understand.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. That was fun. The moon on the breast of the snow-fallen snow.
We have liftoff.
With the little... I'm thinking of jokes while I'm doing this. All right. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles is, of course, and I can't do it, my glasses on. Hold on.
And Ma... and Mama in her kerchief.
Heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. I should say hoof. Yes.
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight.
I'm doing it so out of order and wacky.
That'll be hard to edit because I didn't give you a lot of breaks.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Now I'm too close for my glasses. That's funny. I'm better off out here.
The children were nestled all snug in their bugs. Okay, or the children were, whatever that was, skip that one.
Hold on.
In their beds, right?
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. I feel like Obama reading a teleprompter. I stumble sometimes on it. I give you credit, Mr. Obama.
Happy Christmas to all, ho, 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 and to all a good night, ho, 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 ho. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And I recommend that you edit out 90% of what I just did.
I want to thank my friends for contributing to The Night Before Christmas for this very special podcast. And now's probably a good time for me to thank all of those who have sat down behind the microphone here on The Magic Word during this past year in order to share some of their stories and to record some of the highlights of their lives, and that way that you get to know them a little bit better as well as me. And I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in and for downloading these podcasts and for keeping us going. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to delivering good content in the future. I think what I'm doing, hopefully, is important because I am contributing to the archives of our craft in this way that we can go back and listen to where we were at certain times of our lives and previous years. So, with that, I thank you all very much again, and to you I say, Happy Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. This is Scotty out.